So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is, of course, the show where cash is not king, cashflow is king. This show is brought to you by Swan Bitcoin. I've looked through a lot of different platforms to find a great platform that to set up a Bitcoin savings account. Swan Bitcoin is the best. In my opinion, I personally use them too. You could set up your Bitcoin savings account at swanbitcoin.com/cashflowninja and get $10 in Bitcoin as a bonus for signing up and opening up your Bitcoin savings account. In today's episode, I want to talk about inflation and how to leverage inflation to actually grow your wealth and expand your wealth. There's a lot of bad news out there currently in the marketplace with regards to inflation, and it's terrible. There's a lot of pain people are feeling. So I wanted to just have a conversation and just share how you can actually put yourself on the right side of a compound interest equation, essentially, rather than being on the wrong side of it and feeling all of this pain. Now, for new listeners that have not listened to the show for quite a while, and there's quite a number of them, appreciate everyone finding their way to our platform. By the way, if you do find value of what we do here, please share it with family, friends, co-workers, and people in your network. We're trying to reach as many people as we can. Our currency is shares. We're just trying to help as many people as we can during this time of uncertainty, of disruption, and of chaos. So for folks that haven't heard me explain this, but inflation is essentially when a central bank in a country creates more currency units, and the commodities and the goods and services stay about the same in that economy, the result would be an increase of prices of commodities and goods and services. You would also see in the economy that the assets that people would hold, such as real estate, will increase in price. It's called asset inflation. And the goods and services, which you see increasing, is called price inflation. So there's both types of inflation. Investors benefit from inflation through positioning themselves in hard assets like real estate and benefiting from asset inflation. And then business owners can position themselves to benefit from inflation by owning businesses that are selling goods and services that see the increase in prices. So they benefit from price inflation. The folks that get really squeezed in this and really suffer and feel a lot of pain are people on fixed incomes that don't have a lot of assets. They see everything that they need for survival, like housing, clothing, and food, go up in price. So they really, really, really feel the pain. Now, we are also in a very, very, very interesting situation where not only have we seen the central banks of countries around the world increase their currency supply at a rate at which we've never seen them do it before, but we've also seen people in power, politicians, and leaders of country make decisions that reduce the commodities and then also the goods and services that are in that economy. So you see a massive increase in currency supply, a reduction in commodities and goods and services. So you see massive price increases. Some examples, when the virus hit the shores of the country that you're living in, there was draconian measures taken by governments as a response to the virus, which caused most of the problems that we're dealing with right now. Just think of how many businesses were literally put out of business. Just think of the supply chain disruptions. And then, of course, in the United States, the current administration on their first day literally signed executive orders reducing the domestic production of oil and gas commodities. And then also in following months, actually tap into oil and gas reserves. So those are some examples of the things that leaders have done to reduce actually the commodities that are operating that economy, and then the amount of goods and services that's in that geographical area. And then, of course, we've got geopolitical issues now, which is rocking the entire world with the war in the Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine. So there's a lot of things that are contributing to this, and people are feeling it. If you've been to the gas pump and you've been to the grocery store, you see it. There's some serious inflation. So let's look at some numbers that have been put out recently. So the U.S. government put out some numbers, their official inflation number, which is 7.5%. 7.5%. And of course, John Williams from Shadow Stats, he puts out a number calculating inflation the way that it was calculated before the shenanigans started in the 90s. And his number is at 15%, basically double. So the way that they calculated inflation before they started torturing the data uncontrollably is basically double. The amount is double than what the official number that the government's giving you. Just by the government's number, they've taken away essentially 1 month of purchasing power from folks on fixed incomes. So if you have an income, you now have 11 months of income because of inflation, but you still have the bills of 12 months. And if you look at the 15% number, you now have 10 months of income with 12 months of just expenses and bills still. It's becoming very, 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 disturbing to look at this trend. There's a third number, actually. So the first number is the government's official number, 7.5%, which is very high, by the way. I think it's the highest been in a very long period of time. 15%, which is John Williams, Shadow Stats. And then the third number that I'm going to give you is there was an article in this publication called The Washington Standard. Now, The Washington Standard had a headline, a little bit clickbait-ish, but it says Congress just gave itself a 21% raise as Americans can't afford gas. Here's the scoop inside this article when you look into the weeds a little bit here. As part of the $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill released Wednesday, the $5.9 billion, with a B, fiscal 2022 legislative branch funding portion would substantially boost the office budgets of House members to pay staff more. This legislation would provide $774.4 million for the members' representational allowance, known as the MRA, which funds the House budgets for lawmakers, including staffer salaries. This $134.4 million, or 21% boost over the previous fiscal year, marks the largest increase in the MRA appropriation since it was authorized in 1996. So this is very, very interesting stuff. So there's essentially an allowance or a portion of the bill that's going to the members' representational allowance, which is out of which they pay lawmakers and staffer salaries. So they gave everyone that works in Washington a 21% raise. Now, that's a very interesting number. So we have 7.5%, government's official number. We have John Williams' Shadow Stats at 15%. And then we have this piece of data, 21%. I'm going to argue it's more and more towards the 21%, the real rate of inflation. And I think most people would agree if they've gone to the pump, they've purchased any food or any other things in the economy. And also, I'm going to say that it's the probability that it's closer to the 7.5% is very, very unlikely. So let's just use even 20% as an inflation number. That's a very big number, folks. And if you look at the amount of currency that was actually created since 2020, it should balance out. I'm still trying to get an accurate data on that. I was actually doing some research for this specific show for that. There's a lot of different data points out there, which I still need to verify. But I'm going to say this, a lot of money, currency units, was created since 2020. It's basically given central bankers just power to create as much money as they want, and governments to create to sign off on legislation creating more currency units as much as they want. So that's going to be my take on that. So now that we know the numbers, and let's just say hypothetical that it's closer to the 21%, let's just say it's 20%. What do we do about it? How do you put yourself on the right side of this? And put yourself on the right side of this compound interest equation rather than the wrong side, and feel the pain and feel and continue to feel pain in the future, because the way that inflation is playing out right now, it's not going away. It was never going to be transitory. It's only going to get worse. So you want to position yourself and your family, your business, and your investments on the right side of this. So a couple of things. How do you do that? I've already sort of given it away in the beginning of this episode, but essentially, everyone that understands the game knows that when they create more currency units, you need assets and you need hard assets. So the first take here as a business owner and investor is you have to acquire assets in these times right now. And yes, there's a lot of asset classes that are overvalued, but you need assets. So real estate has been a great play. They've seen a 20 to 30% increase in most markets, which sort of stays in line to where inflation is. And of course, there's other hard assets which you can position yourself into, such as gold and silver. But look at real things, you know, farmland. This is what the ultra wealthy is doing right now. They are positioning themselves in real things, tangible things, hard assets. And you're going to benefit from asset inflation. Another way to do it is you're going to be forced eventually, the way that all this economy plays out, to be entrepreneurial, to be a solopreneur, or to start your own business. You're going to be forced to do that anyway. So you might as well start your side hustle or buy a business. It's a great time to buy certain businesses that would benefit from price inflation. You're going to have to own the business in this world of inflation, because you will be able to increase your prices of your goods and your services. For right now, there might be some price restrictions and limits on to what you can charge for things eventually, but that's a little bit further down the line in the foreseeable future. But right now, you could still increase the prices of your goods and services that you sell to the market to keep up with inflation. Those are two ways of doing it. Those are two ways to position yourself as a business owner and investor in this environment. You're going to have to do it, or you're going to be on the wrong side of this compound interest equation, and there's going to be a lot of pain ahead. So if you're in the middle class, this is a very interesting look at this, because if you're ultra wealthy, you're already in assets and you're already own businesses. So you have absolutely benefit from this. And by the way, there's been a lot of consolidation there. So the 1% is really owning all the assets and all of the businesses. Yeah, there's still some small businesses, but for the most part, massive consolidations have taken place. Then you have the middle class. Very interesting to take a look at the middle class, because they own some assets, which has benefited so far from this environment, such as a primary residence and, let's just say, a stock portfolio. But their incomes have basically stayed level. And even if it has increased, it's a graduated income tax system, which essentially keeps you where you are, even though you make more money on paper, right? And that's the part of the economy that's really getting squeezed and that will continue to get squeezed. So a lot of folks in the middle class essentially are going to be forced to become wealthy and to become ultra wealthy and to do the things that they need to do to become ultra wealthy. Folks, unfortunately, on the lowest economic rung of the ladder, they have seen extreme pain and they will continue to see extreme pain because everything that they need for survival is increasing in prices at a level which we haven't seen for a very long time. So that's my solution and my challenge to you is think bigger. You know, think bigger, think assets, hard assets, think businesses that produce and create goods and services, which will keep up with inflation. You're going to have to play in that game to position yourself on the right side of this game. Because it is. It's a game that we, whether you choose to or to play in this game or not, you're in it. And unfortunately, as in every game, there's winners and losers. I want you and your family and your friends and your coworkers and your network to be on the right side of this and to be winners in this game. Because as I've mentioned, I believe we're going to see much, much worse inflation than this, unless there is a massive deflationary event. You know, there could be, for example, a debt market that pops because there's a massive bubble, right? Massive debt bubble, which could pop, which then will have a deflationary impact in every single market on the planet. You know, if there is, for example, a cyber pandemic where the internet gets shut down, that'll have a deflationary impact globally in the economy. If we have a cyber attack on banks, that would have a deflationary impact in the entire economy. So bar any one of those deflationary wild cards happening, you know, inflation's here, it's here to stay, it'll continue and it's just going to get worse. So be on the right side of this, position yourself in hard assets, own the keys and position yourself in businesses, own the business. And again, if you find value from everything that we share here and what we do at Cashflow Ninja, please, 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 please share this with as many people as you possibly can out there, because we're trying to reach as many people and as help as many people as we can. There's over 850 shows, folks, available for free at CashflowNinja.com. There's tools, there's resources, there is programs, and of course, you got to diversify your income streams. You cannot be dependent on one income stream. My new book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, will show you exactly how to do that and give you ideas of different niches that you can diversify your income streams in. It's available at cashflowninja.com or on amazon.com. When you buy a copy of the book, please screenshot a proof of your purchase and send it to my team at info@cashflowninja.com, and we will give you access to a digital version of the book, an audio version of the book, a curated library of interviews done with ninjas discussing what we've shared in the book, and more bonus goodies. Until next time, live infinitely. If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for two decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.